The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause, the show that is all about helping you to find the root causes and treat those root causes of some of the most common and challenging health conditions that face many Americans. Today's episode will be no different. We're going to talk about a pretty menacing problem that affects about 20 million of Americans. That is neuropathy. Typically, you see neuropathy in older adults, probably 50 or greater. Occasionally, you'll see it in younger, but it's usually older. And if common symptoms of neuropathy, they will usually have burning, tingling, just generalized pain in their feet usually, sometimes hands. Sometimes when it affects the feet, it will start to go up into the legs a ways, depending on how far the neuropathy has progressed. And as the nerves are damaged, so neuropathy just means nerve damage, but as these nerves are damaged, a lot of people will begin to have a sense of a loss of balance. In other words, they feel unsteady on their feet, and they will have many times great difficulty sleeping because a lot of these symptoms of neuropathy are worse at night. And so the burning, the tingling, the numbness, the pain will many times wake people from their sleep or prevent them from falling asleep as well as they would like to. And it's if you have neuropathy or are starting to develop neuropathy, we want to address the suffering and the fears that you may be experiencing with that. That there's a big fear of falling with a lot of these people because when that sense of balance goes, that loss of balance occurs, falling can be a very real reality. And we know from studies that hip fractures in the elderly are about a 50% mortality rate within 1 year of having those. So that is a great concern. And the other thing with a lot of diabetics that get neuropathy is the fear of developing ulcers and even having to possibly undergo amputation. About 86,000 Americans each year undergo amputations as a result of uncontrolled neuropathy. So that is a life-altering event. We want to talk some about some of the more common causes of neuropathy as we start out today and to shed some light on this for you. Again, I want to emphasize about 20 million Americans suffer from this condition. So it's very real. And for people that live with this, it's quite a menace for them. Diabetes is by far the most common condition, health problem that leads to the development of this nerve damage or neuropathy. When you have this excess glucose or sugar over a long period of time floating around in your body, it can lead to nerve damage and neuropathy. And if this damage is not contained, it can lead to ulcers and amputation may be necessary. So people that have diabetic neuropathy need to really work on managing and controlling their blood sugar, because all that blood sugar is really damaging. The second most common thing we see, or one of the common things we see, is statin-induced neuropathy. This is neuropathy caused by the drugs that people take for cholesterol reduction. So Lipitor, Crestor, there's a whole bunch of them that are taken. And you know what? Cholesterol is the biggest component of the protective covering surrounding nerves. So in other words, it's pretty important for nerve function. So when you artificially lower cholesterol too much, it damages the protective nerve covering and can lead to neuropathy. I've had several patients over the last few years that have developed statin-induced neuropathy, and they had no idea that their cholesterol medication was causing them such harm and damage. Another common cause that we see as an unfortunate side effect is neuropathy caused by chemotherapy. In other words, this is the person who is doing chemotherapy treatment to treat their cancer, but because of the toxic effects of the chemo, the poison that is put in their body, it can also be quite harmful to the nerves and lead to neuropathy, an unfortunate but sometimes very real side effect of it. Other overlooked causes are heavy metal toxicity. If one gets overexposure to things like lead, mercury, aluminum, arsenic, or cadmium, just to name a few possibilities, these can cause damage to the delicate nerves of the body and is many times quite overlooked. Another overlooked cause of neuropathy are nutritional deficiencies. Things like vitamin B12, vitamin B6, or vitamin B1 are examples of ones that can sometimes lead to neuropathy symptoms. And then there are cases that are what we term compressive neuropathy. This is somebody that has, say, carpal tunnel syndrome as an example. They have a compressed nerve in their wrist and it is causing tingling or numbness into their fingers or hand. Or somebody that has a compressed or pinched nerve in their lower back and it is causing burning, tingling, pain, numbness down their legs, sometimes all the way to their feet. That's an example of compressive neuropathy. And then there are some cases that are idiopathic. In other words, there's just no obvious identifiable cause. And many cases get labeled as this, but as a treating clinician, I don't buy this diagnosis. There's always a root cause, and it's just a matter of finding out what that is for each individual person and in doing the right investigational work to check on these things. So we talked some about the symptoms of this and are the causes, and we're going to talk more about the symptoms coming up. If you have a question on this all-important topic, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com, or if you want, email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you go to our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause, and then you will have archives to all of our past episodes. Also, on our website, we have a tab that you can click on for neuropathy, and it kind of goes through our protocol for treating this and a lot of good information there, so avail yourself of that. If you, a friend, a neighbor, a family member has neuropathy, get them to that website and have them look at that information. So let's talk a little bit more about symptoms, because nerves have three parts. They have a sensory part, a motory part, and an autonomic part. So if the sensory part of the nerve is affected, there will be a loss of sensation or an oversensation of pain, tingling, or burning. If the motor part of the nerve is affected, then there'll be things like muscle weakness or cramps or spasms or loss of balance and coordination issues. And finally, when the autonomic nerves are damaged, this can affect cause effect involuntary problems. In other words, function that you can't control, such as your heart rate, your blood pressure. Some people will have a reduced ability to perspire, or they'll have a diminishment of their bowel or bladder function, or even their sexual function. The sad part about neuropathy is, from a medical point of view, there's very little they have to offer. Most over-the-counter medications like aspirin or ibuprofen do little or nothing to target nerve pain. There is one FDA-approved drug called Cymbalta to treat diabetic neuropathy, but unfortunately it has a long and horrendous list of side effects. The most common medication that I see prescribed for neuropathy is something called gabapentin, which is actually an anticonvulsant medication and not even FDA approved to treat neuropathy. And it also comes with a significant list of side effects. The patients I've seen use that medication over the years, most, not all, but most initially do get some relief. But because neuropathy is a progressive neurological disorder, in other words, it gets worse over time, they eventually get to a point where the medication no longer works, the dosage needs to be increased over and again, and eventually it gets to a point where either the side effects are too much or there just is no longer any relief from the medication. The bottom line is, there is no medication out there that will fix your neuropathy. They will only mask the symptoms. And while medication may offer symptom relief at first, over time this relieving effect will lessen as the underlying condition continues to worsen without any action taken to actually fix it. So you want to try to do something that doesn't just cover the symptoms. So we're gonna talk about some of those treatment options. Some of these things are somewhat new to our clinic. We've really hammered down on these neuropathy treatments over the last year or two, and we actually are the only clinic that I know of in our immediate area that offers these type of treatment options for treating neuropathy. First, I want to say, though, if a person has things like diabetic neuropathy, how imperative it is for them to get their blood sugar under control. So with my training in functional medicine, I help people to get on the right weight loss program, to get on the right type of diet, to correct deficiencies that they may have so that we get their diabetes better controlled. Other things, if we do testing and find there's heavy metal toxicity, well, we might have to work on some gentle detoxification issues. If there is testing done that finds specific nutrient deficiencies, we need to make sure that we correct those. And so functional medicine can be a big part of helping people with neuropathy. The other thing is, if you're taking medication to control your cholesterol and you're developing neuropathy because of it, there are numerous non-drug ways to effectively combat and control and balance out cholesterol levels without having to take harmful drugs to do that. What about the person, though, that, you know, the cause has been identified and some of these other functional medicine issues are being addressed, but we're left with nerve damage. So we've taken the statin medication and that's damaged the nerves, and now we're off of cholesterol medication, but it's done the damage. Or we're a diabetic and we've got our blood sugar now under control, but for having it out of control for some years, some damage has been done. What do you do? How do you reverse it? Is there hope? Are there things that can be done? And the answer is, in most cases, yes. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of this time talking about. There are about three or four really powerful options that have all been shown in studies to be helpful for the neuropathy sufferer. Not only just to help them to feel some relief like the drugs do, but these treatments actually work to stimulate some healing, some reversal of the nerve damage that's been done. So treatment number one is MLS laser therapy. So laser therapy, we're the only clinic in the area that offers MLS laser therapy. And laser therapy penetrates into the nerve cells and it stimulates energy production in them, which promotes healing. The laser we use uses two different wavelengths of light energy. One works on pain, one works on inflammation, and they both work on stimulating healing. And these two light waves are synced together and they to produce a synergistic effect. They work well together. And I've been using laser therapy in clinical practice for 5 years now. And I've kept statistical analysis of every single patient that we've treated with it. And we hit right at 85 to 88% success rate in whatever it is that we treat with it. And including neuropathy, we've seen several cases of neuropathy that we did laser as a standalone treatment. That's all we did. And we saw significant improvements. When I say significant improvement, I mean they're at least 50% or more improved or relieved of their condition. Over the last year, we've added an exciting new therapy, something called electroanalgesia. We use a machine, it's called a NeuroMed. And basically this machine, it generates an electrical current to help stimulate normal nerve firing. In other words, it helps to wake the nerves up. It reduces muscle cramping and spasm. It inhibits pain signals. Basically, at the most basic level, it blocks pain and awakens the nerves to bring back normal firing and normal feeling. So, in other words, what's it doing? It's helping to wake the nerves up so that they start functioning right again. And we've had some really nice success with this with various patients over the last year. It seems like when you combine this therapy with laser, it is a tremendous 1-2 punch to wake the nerves up, to stimulate healing them, and also at the same time to reduce those unwanted symptoms. Had a recent patient, we'll talk more about on our next episode, Treat the Cause, but had a patient yesterday, and she's kind of on a maintenance phase. She's kind of went through several treatments with the neuropathy program we have, and when she first started, she couldn't sleep through the night. Every night about 2 or 3 in the morning, this tingling and burning sensation would wake her up and keep her up a couple hours at a time. And since we've been doing the laser and the NeuroMed, she sleeps through the night and her symptoms are well over 75-80% improved. So laser and NeuroMed, MLS laser and NeuroMed, those are my two babies. Those are my two power players to really help to heal the damage that has been done to the nerves. Some people, if they have compressive neuropathy, in other words, they got a pinched nerve, they need some good chiropractic work. So some of our neuropathy patients, if their leg symptoms are coming potentially from compression of the nerves in the low back, we do gentle forms of decompression, manipulation, and adjusting on them to try to free these nerves up. Sometimes if they have compression of a nerve in their neck and it's causing them to have symptoms down their arm, sometimes we have to do very gentle distraction, manipulation, or decompression therapy to alleviate the pressure there. We also sometimes find people that have compressed nerves locally right in their feet. A condition called interdigital neuroma comes to mind. And so some of those we have to introduce custom orthotics to help gently lift their arches to take the pressure off of the nerves. Another interesting thing is there are a few specific supplements that have been shown in studies to help with neuropathy. We talked about B1, B6, B12. Some of the times certain of the B vitamins can be important. There's a special kind of vitamin B1 called benfotiamine, And that has actually been shown in studies to relieve nerve pain in 88% of patients and improve nerve conduction by about 60%. For diabetics, we use something called alpha-lipoic acid. It's a powerful antioxidant that helps to reverse neuropathy. And for almost, not quite, but almost all of our neuropathy patients, we put them on a supplement called Citronox, which contains an ingredient called L-citrulline, which helps to dramatically improve blood flow. One of the problems with neuropathy is that they don't have good enough blood flow to these nerves. So it's vitally important to improve blood flow by taking the Citronox stuff. And so good chiropractic work, good functional medicine work, electroanalgesia with the Neuromed, MLS laser therapy, you start to package and put some of these things together, it results in a person who, when they work these things together, has a great chance. So we're seeing about 80% of our neuropathy patients get relief with these types of approaches that I've outlined here. You have to remember, neuropathy is a progressive condition. In other words, if you ignore it, if you just keep masking it with drugs, it is gonna keep getting worse. So it's vitally important that you start doing treatment of it before the nerve damage is so far gone and so far along that nothing more can be done about it. So what do you do? How do you know if you're a candidate, if you know these treatments can maybe be of benefit to you? Well, the only way I know how to tell patients is that we just have to do a very thorough examination. We have to review your history. We have to figure out what the root cause of your neuropathy may be. And then we have to do a good examination to figure out how much nerve damage has been done. Medically, there's a test they do called an EMG, stands for electromyogram. Sometimes we order those. And then in some cases, we're able to do some in-office testing to look at the, basically, we're just looking to see how much nerve damage has been done. And I can usually tell from the examination and how much nerve damage has been done, I can tell if the person is likely to be somebody that can respond to our neuropathy treatments or not. In other words, what I'm saying is there are some people, their neuropathy, their nerve damage is so far gone. It's been there too long. The damage is too extensive that to get any reversal of it is probably not likely. But in my experience, about 80% of people can see a great improvement of their neuropathy. So we need to do a good, thorough exam to figure out who is a good candidate and who is not. Reach out to us at 507-752-7650, and we'd be glad to set up an exam time for you to check into this more. Well, what's our goal? So our goal is, when I have patients, when I treat with chronic conditions or chronic pain of any kind, my goal is to provide a minimum of 50% or more relief. And most people that live with chronic pain or chronic conditions will tell you, "Doc, if you could get this 50% better, I would be one happy camper. I would be a new person." And I always set that as the minimal goal. Most of our patients with neuropathy, we're seeing 70, 80, 85, sometimes up to 90% improvement of their condition. But for even the ones, and they're ecstatic about that, but for even the ones we're getting 40, 50, 60% relief, most of them are pretty happy with that success. And then if we can attain that degree of success, then we put through our comprehensive program, we put the patients into a maintenance phase where maybe we see them once a month or once every other month. So if you really have questions about, people usually have a lot of questions about my neuropathy program. If you go to my website, redrockchiro.com, and click on the neuropathy tab, there is a handout of frequently asked questions and answers. It's just a one-page thing on there. and it'll talk to you about how many treatments, how long, what's it cost, things of that nature. It's all there. On our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will air on the 18th of January, we're going to talk about some specific cases. In other words, I'm going to share cases from my own clinical practice over the last year of people that had significant neuropathy problems. And we're going to talk about these protocols that I've introduced today and how we treated these individual patients. And we're going to share their responses to treatment. And I think you'll find it pretty inspirational. And you'll be amazed at some of the success that some of these patients had. And we don't get them all. Nobody does on the planet. No doctor fixes things 100% of the time. But for the majority of people with neuropathy, we have some good treatment options and some good answers for them. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We look forward to bringing you many more episodes in 2020. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.